You sing them songs, you ought to think in your heart of all he's done for you.
Amen. Amen.
Where would you be if it wasn't for Jesus?
Yeah.
Amen. You're going to be in heaven someday.
Amen.
Seeing things you just read about in a book and seeing things that never even written down.
Yeah.
Amen. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, if you would. I like talking about the Lord. I like reading about the Lord. You know, if you pray and read your Bible, the Lord will answer you. And if he doesn't, maybe you just need to get right. It really is that simple. If you've been walking in sin, watching sin, whatever it is, listening to it, abiding in it, heard that word this morning, abide and diligence, praise the Lord for that. You know, maybe you just need to confess your sins and get right. And the Lord will answer you. The Lord will fellowship with you. He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you can read just a few verses and just meditate on them, and he'll give you a whole message.
Yeah.
That's you. And that's what he did with me on this. And, you know, I got a bunch of them written down, but this one just kind of stood out the most. So Mark chapter 14, and let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for my salvation. Lord, just pulling an old sinner out of a gutter, Lord, and just the filth of this world, Lord, and giving a church to go to. Lord, I thank you for every person here today. Lord, give us ears to hear, a heart to receive it. May we just be grateful for all you've done for us in this life. Lord, until we see you, in Jesus' name, amen. Mark chapter number 14 and verse number 3, it says, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some of them that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me." Amen. "For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, you may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of her for a memorial unto her." You know, I just like to preach on this thought. You know what? I like this saying right there in verse number 8 says, "She hath done what she could." How about, have you done what you can? Can you do what you, am I making sense? Can you do what you, have you, can you can do what you can. That don't even make sense. You can do something. Do what you can. You know, what you do to somebody can have a life-changing effect on them. We don't realize that as much as we do. Life-changing effect. Because I was in a AMPM parking lot one day getting some gas, somebody came up and gave me a gospel track after I just cussed, and he gave him a compliment in front of his family and his kids, little teeny kids like these ones. And he didn't get mad because I had a potty mouth. But he said, "Oh, this guy's obviously lost. Maybe I'll give him a gospel track on God's simple plan of salvation." Never thought I'd be here.
No.
Never. Should have bought a lottery ticket. You know what I mean? I got salvation. I got something better. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you just never know what your kindness will have an effect on somebody. How you treat somebody. Bible says charity never faileth. And this recording of this woman's testimony and anointing the Lord is preached throughout the whole world. Her kindness of what she did. You know what she did? She saved. There ain't nothing wrong with saving. Now there is a difference between saving. Let's just get this out of the way real quick. There is a difference between saving money and stuff and hoarding. Enough said. There's a difference. But she saved this spikenard. Is anybody in here, does anybody even know what spikenard is? Thank you. I didn't either. It's like spikenard. And it's very precious. So I looked this spikenard up. It's like a grass, right? And you got to press this grass. And if you've ever been around some of this stuff, you know, old weeds, if you've ever done any weeding, a milk-like substance comes out of them, like a white liquid. Sometimes it's a green liquid. They extract all this stuff out of this spikenard, right? And then it dries and it turns into a lard-like substance, right? Real thick, pasty, nasty, gross. I know I can see some people's face like, what in the world? Maybe he knows, I don't know. But I've never made it. Can I just say that right now? I'm not the scientist on this. This is just from reading Wikipedia, you know, and all other stuff. But then it says it's a very lengthy process to get it down to this oil. And I was looking at a little vial of it online was just $72, and I was like, yeah, I guess it's pretty expensive. Guess it's pretty precious. And they turned it into that oil. They say the smell of it's like a heavy, sweet, woody, spicy smell. I've never smelt it before, but that sounds like it smells pretty good to me. That's like, I like that sound. That sounds like a, not to say a manly smell, but that sounds like a manly smell. Spikenard doesn't have a feminine name. No, thank you. I got some, yeah, it doesn't, but it's very precious. It's a natural coolant. If you used to put that on your skin, it's a natural coolant. It's a relaxing agent. It'll calm you. It can serve as a natural way to relieve stress. And I believe this stuff. You know, we try to put these lotions and you read the lotion bottle and some of that stuff's just all, you know, I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Mike, you know what I mean? But some of that stuff's all chemicals. But you get some of these natural plants that God created and you start making stuff out of a natural plant that God created and you rub it on your skin. Praise God, Miss Wanda. I still got my aloe vera. And I get sunburned. I use it all the time. You know? And God made that plant. And God gave us these plants to use. And I'm not getting off on that, but it was precious. This oil was. And she saved it up. It was a rarity. It cost her time. It's a lot of money. Some say that this was about a month's wage. Now, a month's wage to you might be different than what it is to me. And to you, and to you, and to you. That might not be much. But you know what she did? What she could. There's nothing wrong with saving. You don't know what you're going to need it for later. Am I making sense? My wife, she's been doing this blueberry farm. Picked up some blueberries and sell some blueberries. We've got a bunch of blueberries. We saved them. Good luck finding blueberries in January. You're not going to find them. Not right there in the produce section. If they do, they're not going to taste like blueberries. Why does this not taste like anything? But you got to save them. You never know what's going to happen. You don't know who might need it. And that's what this lady did. I think of Joseph of Arimathea. You know what he had? He had a tomb. He's recorded in all the Gospels. Matthew, you find out it's his tomb. Why'd you get that tomb? I don't know. We got it though. I'm gonna need it someday, I guess. But that's where they put the Lord. I think old Nicodemus came and sought the Lord by night. Didn't want to be seen. And all of a sudden he comes out there at the end of John. You know what it says he brought? It says he brought over 100 pounds of aloe and myrrh. Like, what'd you do? Just go down to the feed store and eat all that? I mean, you just have that laying around? What you got all this aloe and myrrh laying around for, Nicodemus? I don't know. Gonna need it someday. So he brought over 100 pounds worth of it and gave it to the Lord. And it's recorded. You find his name in John. I'm just talking about saving. You know what? She saved and she gave. Verse number 3. She broke that box. You know what? She didn't hold nothing back. And being in Bethany at the house, Simon Leper, and she, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. You know what? She gave it all. She didn't hold back nothing. Like I said, during just reading this and thinking about it, you know, I started thinking, what about Ananias and Sapphira? Boy, they saved. But then they didn't. They're going to come up and they're going to lie. And that was what they did. They lied. They lied to the apostles. They lied to... And he says, man, you didn't lie to men. You lied to the Holy Ghost. You lied to God. You didn't give it all. You kept the box. She broke the box. She gave the ointment. She anointed the Lord. She broke that box, poured it out all over his head, and she gave all that she brought. And she gave it to God. She didn't give it to the disciples. She didn't do it for the disciples' pleasure to be seen. She gave it to the Lord. She did what she could. Verse number 8. She had done what she could. She saved, she gave. But look how these others, look how they behave. Verse number 4 and 5. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. You know what? She was doing what she could, though. You know what? God forbid that we be like that. You're going to look out at somebody. I mean, I heard Pastor announce this morning that there's room for service in this church. We got room for cleaning. We got room for nursery workers. There's room to help. There's places to help. There's places to serve. There's places to worship. God forbid we look over at somebody and say, you know what? Well, they're not doing as much as me. Why are we doing that? Am I making sense? They're doing what they can. What are you doing? What are we doing? That's what the Lord said. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do to them. Are you feeding the poor? Are you passing out tracts? Are you even reading your Bible? You praying? You worshiping the Lord? Oh, I bring more than just the ointment to the church. Who cares? I don't. I don't like the food at the potluck today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then don't eat it. I don't think there's anybody like that, but I don't like the smell of spikenard. Go outside. You know, doors all over this place. I think it might smell pretty good. I don't even know what it smells like, but it got to smell better than my son's shoes. But she did what she could. Amen. Have you done what you can? I got two more passages and we'll be done real quick. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. A lot of places you could go in that last passage. She did what she could. She did what she could. And she gave it all. She didn't hold back. John chapter 6 and verse number 2. And a great multitude following, when they saw the miracles which did on them that were diseased, and Jesus went up into a mountain. And there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And when Jesus had lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him. He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered and said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they amongst so many? And Jesus said, make them sit down at their... Now there was much grass in the place, so then the men sat down in number above 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remaineth over and above unto them that had eaten. I'd just like to say this in verse number 9, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? You know what? You listen up here, little people. You know what this lad did? This lad gave what he had. He gave it all to the Lord. Disciples didn't. But these little kids come out there, this little lad, I don't know how he was, but he brought what he caught. And this lad gave what he had. And because of those, that kid, 5,000 people got fed. And I like to think, I mean, there was 12 baskets. I like to think he left with more than what he came with. It ain't in there, but it's got to be in there. That's the way the Lord works. You know what I mean? Amen? Amen. Amen. Pastor said amen. I got the approval for that one. But I mean, if the Lord ain't been good to you when you gave in, then you haven't experienced it. Anybody that's been a Christian knows long enough that if you've given here, then all of a sudden, punk, it happens. That's the truth. God's going to take care of you. It's just simple. God don't hate you. You give unto the Lord, he's going to give unto you. He gave all he had. Verse number 11, 12 says, everyone was filled. Everyone. Not only that, because this lad gave what he had, he gave it to God, more importantly, others benefited physically and spiritually. This little kid, what's this little kid amongst? So what are we going to do with him amongst so many? What are these little loaves amongst so many? Jesus said, watch this. I'm going to show you what we're going to do with this little kid stuff. I tell you what, man, just teaching teens, these teens are a blessing to me. Ryan's not here. I can't tell you what a blessing he's been. Even Lexi back there. All these teens. Don't underestimate these little kids. Some might just say something out of the mouth of babes. Yeah. You're like, oh, maybe that's what I was supposed to preach instead of this. Maybe the Lord's speaking through that guy. Amen. True. Brother Mike today, I don't know if you're going along with that, but he brought up, me and my wife was talking about going through the book Ecclesiastes. And I was not going to be here originally this Sunday, and I asked Mike to do it, and then I'm here. I'm not going to get into all that. Mike's down there, and he goes through Solomon. And I'm thinking, that's interesting. He chose Solomon. Maybe we'll go through the book Ecclesiastes. So I wrote it down. About the end of Mike's message, he goes, you guys need to read the book of Ecclesiastes. That'll be your homework. I go, I was supposed to say that. You know. But the Lord said, no, I want to say that. Can I say that? Can I do that? Guess what? Your kids' homework was Ecclesiastes. If you have teens, that's what it was. Amen. God's good. Amen. 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 Luke chapter 21. We'll be done with this. Luke chapter 21. I don't think I read it, but those people in that feeding of the 5,000, many more believed on because of that miracle. Because that kid was willing to give what he had. I'll tell you what, your kids get around some other people and start quoting some scripture. They might not listen to you, but they'll listen to your kids. I watched that with my son when these Jehovah Witnesses came on this job we was doing. And they look at me, and I'm in masonry clothes, you know what I mean? I don't look like, you know, I still don't look like I know anything, but I say, oh, my son knows those verses. Why don't you say those verses, Silas? Silas, da 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 da. And they're all, yeah. Food for thought. Luke chapter 21 and verse number 1. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. You know what she gave? For all these of their abundance cast in into the offerings of God, but she of her penury cast in all the living that she had. You know what? God knows what you can give. It ain't for me to tell you. It ain't for us to go over there and look at one another and say, they're not giving as much as me. They ain't doing as much as me. Blah, 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 blah. If that's you, shut up. You got no business doing that. None. It's not for us to do that. You know how much two mites is worth? Half a cent. Half a cent. And the Lord knows. She gave more than them all. I like to say she cast in the last. The last of what she had. She gave it all. All the living she had. So have you done what you could? She hath done what she could. Have you done what she could? The lady in the ointment, she saved and she gave. The feeding of the 5,000, the lad gave what he had. And the poor widow, she cast in the last. Simple thought, simple message. Hope it was a blessing, Pastor.